You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The second COVID wave has almost plateaued across India, and most states have eased restrictions. However, the possibility of the third wave continues to be a cause of worry. The reason we keep discussing the third wave is due to the uncertainty surrounding it and the fact that people started moving freely ahead of the second wave, which led to a disastrous situation in the country. Now, there are concerns as there has been a recent spike in the number of children who have tested positive for COVID in a northeastern state. Meanwhile, the US has partially lifted restrictions for travelers to India amid a drop in the number of COVID cases and deaths. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, here's a look at India's infection tally as of July 20th. The country recorded a little over 30,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. This daily tally is the lowest in 4 months. Well, in some more good news, the daily death toll too has declined below 400, which is also the lowest in over 3 months. However, a slightly worrying situation has been reported from the northeastern state of Mizoram. It has reported the highest single-day spike of 807 COVID cases, according to a health department official, as fears of the third wave loom, which is likely to impact kids more. 150 of these 800 new cases in Mizoram were children. Moving on, the Kerala government has eased COVID restrictions for 3 days on account of Eid on July 21st. However, the Supreme Court came down heavily on the state government today for relaxing curbs despite rising cases. The bench said that the government cannot cave into pressure groups and religious entities to put the lives of people at risk. The court noted that the state's action during a pandemic disclosed a sorry state of affairs. The action of the Kerala government does not in any real manner safeguard right to life and health of citizens. The relaxations were uncalled for in areas of high positivity rate, the court said. It, however, observed that it was too late to quash the relaxations as today is the third day. Moving on to travel restrictions amid the pandemic. The US has lowered its travel advisory for India from the highest level 4, meaning no travel, to level 3, which urges citizens to reconsider it. Acknowledging that the situation has improved, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a level 3 travel health notice for India, the State Department said. The department in its advisory said, and I quote, "Your risk of contracting COVID-19 and developing severe symptoms may be lower if you are fully vaccinated with an FDA-authorized vaccine," unquote. It told people to reconsider travel to India due to the pandemic and to exercise increased caution. However, on the other hand, Canada has suspended flights from India until August 21st. Now, a look at the impact of COVID-19 on India's Udaan scheme. The government's regional connectivity scheme, Udaan, has witnessed slow progress of implementation as not even 50% of the routes have been operationalized, according to a report. This report added that the second wave of the pandemic may delay it further. Rating agency ICRA said that there is likely to be a further delay of 2 years in achieving the target of operationalizing as many as 100 underserved and unserved airports and starting at least 1,000 RCS routes by 2024. Aimed at enhancing regional connectivity through fiscal support and infrastructural development, the maiden flight under the Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik Udaan scheme was flagged off from Shimla for Delhi in April 2017. As of May 31st, only 47% of the total routes and 39% of airports have been operationalized under Udaan, according to the ICRA report. Next up, a look at vaccine procurement. Jharkhand has once again urged the center to alter the ratio and allot at least 95% of the COVID-19 shots through the government route. At present, according to revised guidelines, vaccine manufacturers shall provide 25% of the production to private hospitals and 75% to central government, which gives the vaccines to states. The Jharkhand government has cited challenging circumstances in vaccinating its entire population amid limited availability of private hospitals, and it wants the center to allot at least 95% of the COVID shots. Last month, the state government had asserted that the artificial tie-up of 25% vaccination in private hospitals may result in many citizens missing the jabs. It had emphasized the need for reducing the allocation to private hospitals to 5% from 25%. Next, a look at what the PM said about the COVID crisis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the COVID crisis is not a political but a humanitarian issue. He asserted that the government has ensured no one goes hungry during the pandemic. The PM's remarks, which he made during a BJP parliamentary meeting, were shared by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi. Modi told the MPs that such a pandemic has been witnessed by the world after a very, very long time. He told them to ensure that not a single poor person sleeps hungry. Now here's an update on Tokyo Olympics. The organizers of the games have announced the first case of a volunteer testing positive for COVID, along with 7 more contractors associated with the event. 5 athletes, 3 of them staying at the Games Village, have tested positive for the virus till July 19th. Now, the total number of Games-related COVID infections has reached close to 70, with the addition of 9 more cases to the official list. However, the World Health Organization head said in a Twitter message that COVID-19 can be defeated if all play their part. He tweeted, and I quote, "Glad to be in Japan to address the International Olympics Committee. I've come with a simple but urgent message. We can defeat COVID-19, but only if everyone plays their part. May these Tokyo 2020 Olympics be a source of hope and unity to achieve vaccine equity and end the pandemic." Unquote. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.